NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, increasing clouds, chance of rain this afternoon, upper 60s. We'll see wind gusts at 20. Tonight, chance of sprinkles early, partly cloudy skies, 43. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, upper 60s, wind gusts at 20. Tomorrow night, clear, 42. For Friday, sunny, breezy. We'll see highs at 70. Right now, it's 63.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. U.S. Trade Rep Catherine Tai met yesterday with a diverse list of ag groups that all have a strong stake in the success of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. She met virtually with officials from the National Milk Producers, Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association, Potato Council, and the Northwest Horticulture Council discussing the Biden-Harris administration's trade agenda and to hear from those organizations on specific trade priorities for the members. One of the top priorities for dairy farmers is getting Canada to live up to its quota commitments under the USMCA. That, according to the National Milk Producers Federation President and CEO Jim Mulhern, he stressed that to Ty during the meeting. The U.S. has accused Canada of misusing those quotas. Mulhern said that the industry is an ag leader in improving sustainability, promoting high animal care, and providing high-quality products, and together with the U.S. Dairy Export Council, they're going to work closely with Ty and her team to meet a growing global dairy demand with sustainable products from Americans' dairies. And the legality of the Drug Enforcement Administration rule opposed by some in the hemp industry have to be decided by a federal appeals court after a federal district court ruled that it could not decide the matter. The issue involves hemp extracts that temporarily exceed the 0.3 THC limit for industrial hemp in the 2018 Farm Bill. Many in the industry are concerned they could get caught up in a DEA enforcement proceeding simply because the THC level could be elevated during processing to create legal products. Under the Controlled Substance Act, plaintiffs can only seek review of a DEA interim final rule in the Court of Appeals that the federal court ruled yesterday. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Budget Director sent a letter to state legislators during their last week of the session for 2021, warning them that funding for public schools from the federal level may be at stake that could interrupt the entire state budget.
It's frustrating. Obviously, this is going to be a topic that we're going to have to address. Could actually impair funding on all across the board. For the budget for the state of Kansas.
That was Republican State Representative Troy Waymaster from Bunker Hill on KAKE News. The federal government said that the state needs to put more money into higher education, or the federal government could be pulling federal money from numerous different projects across the state. In other news, an avowed anti-Semite who fatally shot three people at a Jewish site in Kansas in 2014 has died in prison. KAKE News reports that Frazier Glenn Miller Jr. died at 80 years old at the El Dorado Correctional Facility. He was serving a sentence for capital murder, attempted murder, and assault and firearm convictions. They believe he died of natural causes. Mid-America Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, KAKE First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. KAKE News, always on your side.
Kansas health officials say that vaccinations to protect the public from COVID-19 have slowed for the month of April, even as more contagious variants of the virus surged and hospitalizations from the disease rose in the state. The Wichita Eagle reports that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment showed roughly 91,000 fewer people received the doses from the available vaccines in April than in March. Officials say there were 520 new hospitalizations and 157 new ICU admissions in April, compared to the 438 new hospitalizations and 150 new ICU admissions back in March. Meanwhile, confirmed variant cases nearly tripled over the last 3 weeks of April. Officials did see a decrease in deaths at 69 compared to the 170 deaths that we saw in March. In other news, police say that a teen has died after being shot at a South Wichita car wash. The shooting happened just before midnight last night when police were called to the area for a report of a shooting. They arrived on scene to find a teen who had a gunshot wound to the neck. He was taken to a nearby hospital where he later died from his injuries. His name has not been released and the investigation on the incident is still ongoing. Good American Network News.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Nebraska state lawmakers have rejected an attempt to steer more money into Nebraska's small rural K through 12 schools, many of which receive little aid from the state because they have few students and are surrounded by valuable farmland. Supporters of the bill argued, however, that it isn't fair for farmers to shoulder most of the cost of their local schools, while districts in Omaha, Lincoln, and other cities get hundreds of millions of dollars in state assistance. Larger schools say they have more students and greater needs. Lawmakers voted 23 to 12 in favor of the bill, two votes shy of the majority needed to advance it. Now to COVID. The number of new virus cases in the state has declined to levels not seen since last July. But the pace for vaccinations is also slowing down across Nebraska. The state reported 1,166 new cases during the 7 days ending Saturday. That's down 29% from the 1,653 cases the week before. Mid-America Network News.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any make or model, all in one location? Head to Rusty at Ford.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty at Ford. We're now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty at Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-port inspection. Rusty at Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty at Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An injury accident was reported in Washington County May 1st. Michael Purcell of Barnes lost control and struck a tree off K-15 Highway south of 11th Road. The driver was transported to the Washington County Hospital. An injury accident in Marshall County March 2nd has led to charges filed against Daniel Ellis, who fled from Blue Rapids Police and then crashed off Carden Road south of U.S. 36. He was extricated from the vehicle by Jaws of Life and transported to CMH in Marysville. Multiple counts of criminal damage to property, as well as reckless driving, disorderly conduct, domestic battery, and disorderly conduct and assault have been filed in the case. Barnes Fire Department answered a call to a vehicle fire at K-9 and All-American Road May 1st and responded April 28th to a fire off K-148 just west of 115th Road. Marshall County Habitat for Humanity has announced planned construction of a new home in Blue Rapids at 704 Genesee. Highland Community College construction technology students are assisting with the project, framing the structure being built for the John and Mary Snyder family currently living in Marysville. Contributions toward the effort in materials or funding may be left with the Habitat Thrift Shop in Marysville. Washington City Council recently approved giving an industrial park lot for expansion of a grain storage facility for Kansas Territory Brewing, which could lead to additional future employment opportunities. Construction is to begin soon. A new principal at Valley Heights USD 498 Junior Senior High School has been hired to replace Chad Kenworthy, who's taking a post as assistant principal of instruction at Concordia High next year. Michelle Palmgren, age 54, of Solomon, has 24 years teaching at Salina South and will take the junior-senior high post at Valley Heights next year. USD 223 Superintendent John Wetzel has announced his resignation as he moves on to a similar post at Riverside USD 114. A search committee has been identified, and Wetzel will work through the end of June. A proposal for improvements at the Hanover football field was approved by the USD 223 school board recently. Two of four phases, including a new building at the top of the hill that will replace concessions and press box facilities, will include restrooms. New bleachers will be built into the west side hill as well. Total project cost is $372,000. A new scoreboard and visitor seating were considered, but will not be done at this time. Work is to begin soon with completion by the fall football season. Amy E. Klepper Medell, age 39, formerly of Pawnee City, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Faith Baptist Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Amy Klepper Medell. Mina L. Barr, age 96, formerly of Rural Liberty, passed away Sunday. A celebration of life service is planned May 29th at Mission Creek Presbyterian Church, Rural Liberty. Burial in the Mission Creek Cemetery. Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Mina Barr.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Pony at Marysville Match Day is Friday. You make a difference for area organizations working to build our community and families. Donate in person at the Helvering Community Center from 7 to 5 or visit ponyatmarysville.com to make your donation online from midnight Friday to 11:59 p.m. Friday.
The world needs more art. The Marshall County Arts Cooperative appreciates your support at Pony Up Marysville to help us bring art to our part of the world. Your support allows us to bring professional artists to our county to perform for the community and to work with students like me. I'm Ariana Miller, a student representative on MCAC's board. Please join us in uniting the county through the arts with your donation. Everyone who makes a donation will be entered in a drawing to win two tickets to the Beach Boys on July 31st.
The Marshall County Historical Society continues to raise funds for the Fix the Bricks project to repair the bricks and mortar on the historic courthouse. To complete the repairs for the north and east sides of the building, they need to raise $315,000. Please consider donating to help the society reach their goal to preserve the historic courthouse for years to come.
The Pony Express Museum depends entirely on private donations for operations. COVID-19 related closures this summer have impacted our finances. We have taken the opportunity to update and improve our displays and outreach to better tell our story. Your donation during the Pony Up event will help ensure the museum's ongoing needs are met, and we will be ready for visitors next season. Thank you for your support.
Pony Up Match Day is this Friday. Donate in person at the Helvering Center or online at ponyupmarysville.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a weak low-pressure system that will move across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing us a chance for some rain showers this afternoon with maybe a few sprinkles as we head into tonight. Otherwise, high-pressure system moves back into the area tomorrow into Friday, sunny skies, before our next low will bring more chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head into the weekend. Otherwise, temperatures will range in the 60s and 70s over the next few days. So across the area, increasing clouds, upper 60s. could see a chance of rain this afternoon. Tonight, chance of sprinkles, partly cloudy skies around 43. For tomorrow, sunny skies, upper 60s. Tomorrow night, clear, lower 40s. As we enter Friday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, highs around 70. Friday night, chance of rain showers late. We'll see lows at 50 degrees. That's look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early May, 74. Record high on this date hits 99. The average low, 50, and the record low is 30. Sunset this evening, 8:24. Sunrise in the morning at 6:24.
How did the 5th of May go from being a Mexican holiday to an American holiday that celebrates Mexico? The story on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 5th, the 125th day of the year. Singer Adele celebrates her 33rd birthday, and on this day in 1862, the Battle of Pueblo was won by the Mexican army against the French Empire. Not only was it a victory, it was a feat in the sense of sheer numbers. The French had an army of 8,000, while the Mexican army only had 4,000 soldiers. This victory was a morale boost for the Mexican people and created a sense of national unity. However, some mistake the day as Mexican Independence Day, which actually takes place in September. Mexican miners in Southern California began celebrating the day in 1863 by shooting off fireworks, singing, and celebrating their heritage. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day in history at almanac.com.
To remove unwanted animals or to relocate bat colonies, call Matt Smith at 713-9088. 713-9088.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. Harold Ramirez hit a go-ahead double in the eighth. Pinch hitter Jake Bowers added a two-run homer later in the inning, and the Cleveland Indians beat the Kansas City Royals 7-3. Strong bullpen work by Nick Sandlin, Nick Whitgren, and Cal Quantrill shut out the Royals over the final four innings as Cleveland rallied from a three-run deficit. Whitgren earned the win, while receiver Josh Stalmont took the loss for Kansas City. Salvador Perez had the big highlight for the Royals with a homer that splashed into the fountains an estimated 460 feet from home plate. The Royals will be back in action at 7:10 this evening with the Cleveland Indians. The Wichita Wind Surge won their season opener in Springfield, Missouri. Wichita's Damok Tongcha started the attack with an infield hit and scored the first run in Surge history on a two-out base hit from Mark Contreras. Andrew Bechtold had the second run. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Attention farmers and ranchers, Heartland Auction is hosting a retirement auction featuring John Deere tractors, combines, sprayers, cultivators, and much more on May 12th in Great Bend, Kansas. Visit heartlandauction.com for the inventory and information for the sale. If you're looking for quality equipment, you don't want to miss the retirement sale, May 12th in Great Bend, Kansas. heartlandauction.com. That's heartlandauction.com or auctiontime.com.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cape News, always on your side.
In case you missed it, the University of Kansas has named Lance Leipold the football team's new head coach. Director of Athletics Travis Goff said the two sides agreed on a six-year contract. Leipold is a six-time national champion, a five-time conference coach of the year, and the fastest coach in NCAA history to reach 100 career wins. He becomes the Jayhawks' 41st head coach in Kansas football history. The man credited as the driving force behind the return of affiliated baseball in Wichita is being honored by the team next week when they finally take the field at Riverfront Stadium. WinSurge managing general partner Lou Schweckheimer died last year from complications of COVID-19. In his memory, the WinSurge will wear Lou patches on their jerseys for the entire 2021 season. The WinSurge make their Wichita debut next Tuesday, May 11th, against Amarillo. That's a look at Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Don't forget the Royals tonight with the Cleveland Indians at 7:10. I'm Rick Everett.
K-State fans, don't miss your chance to get your Darren Sproles bobblehead.
You are going to be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah! Order your Wildcat football season tickets by May 15th and join us October 2nd as we take on Oklahoma for Hall of Fame weekend and welcome Darren back to Manhattan.
Touchdown, Darren Sproles!
What a move by Sproles! How'd he come out of that pack?
Reserve your seats at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS by May 15th to get your Sproles bobblehead. Go Cats!
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
When life makes managing your fitness and health a problem, Marysville Health and Fitness is the solution. If you have a concern about your physical health, they have a way to help beyond just treadmills. Sure, Marysville Health and Fitness has treadmills, but there's so much more. Free weights and Cybex weight machines, workout and group classes, get competitive with racquetball, have your current diet and fitness levels evaluated and set new goals, or make yourself a massage appointment. Marysville Health and Fitness, what do you want to get out of your body?
Brighten those moist, shady spots in the landscape with the bold texture and creamy white or pink flowers of Rodgersia. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The 18 to 24-inch tall fragrant flowers resemble an astilbe and rise above the large leaves. Although the flowers are a great addition to the summer garden, many grow this shade-loving perennial for the bold texture its large leaves provide. Each leaf has seven leaflets or segments and resembles those of a horse chestnut tree. The dark green leaves with a bronze tint combine nicely with other shade-loving perennials like hostas, astilbes, and ferns. Keep the soil moist throughout the growing season to avoid scorch and brown leaf edges. As long as the soil's kept moist, the plants will tolerate more sun. Give this plant plenty of room to reach its mature size of 3 to 4 feet tall and 4 to 5 feet wide. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
If you ask someone in the U.S. to name a famous foreign highway, maybe they mention the German Autobahn or the tunnel underneath the English Channel. Ask someone from outside North America about a famous highway here, and this will be at the top of the list. And many of them make the trip to see it. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
I'm
Clementine Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
John Willie is curator of the Route 66 Museum and Hall of Fame. He sees many visitors, including several from outside this country. A recent conversation with a gentleman from Ireland helps explain the allure of a highway that still beckons to people far and wide.
Why Route 66? Why Pontiac? What brings you here? He said, one, back in Europe, we read about Route 66 a lot. I want to come to places like Pontiac because the small towns like these are what America is to me.
Pontiac, Illinois has a fun and free museum to Route 66. One of the largest items won't fit inside the building, though.
Road Yacht is a 1966 school bus that Bob Waldmeyer purchased out in Grant, New Mexico, and converted it into his home. And then he took it back out to Arizona and lived in it for quite a while.
Waldmeyer was a well-known artist who created many pieces that showed life along the famous highway. Not only do they have his road yacht, but another vehicle of his as well that became part of the movies in a sense.
Most people saw it when they saw him with the van. They used the idea of that van in the movie Cars. It became Fillmore.
That Volkswagen van is the centerpiece of the indoor display that John helps oversee. And the visitors seem to come from everywhere.
I think we've had somebody from just about every country.
There's great demand to retrace the entire length of the Mother Road, and there's a variety of ways to make the trip.
Some of them will come on bus or they'll rent cars. There's even some that Harley-Davidson dealer organized trips.
It's a well-worn route that still inspires folks to see the country yet today on Route 66. Traveling the countryside in Pontiac, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Beatrice Health and Rehab says congratulations to the Beatrice graduating class of 2021. Great success is undoubtedly in the future for these young people. From Beatrice Health and Rehab, 3 blocks north of the water tower, enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate, quality care. Carriage Motors congratulates the Beatrice graduating class of 2021. The world is your oyster, and now is the time to search for the pearl of knowledge and wisdom. May the future be filled with success and fulfilling careers of your dreams. From Carriage Motors in Beatrice, proud to support your education. Jim's Carpet and Supplies Incorporated is proud of the senior class of Beatrice High School. These young men and women accomplished the first milestone to a successful future. Good luck, graduates, from Jim's Carpet and Supplies Incorporated in Beatrice, offering the very best in both commercial and residential floor coverings.
Help your gardens repel bugs and take care of themselves. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Using specific flowers for bug control cuts down on pesticides and your workload as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Find your vegetable garden and help themselves to dinner, it can make you feel helpless. Maybe you cry uncle, give up, and say you'll try again next year. But with the help of pest-fighting flowers, you'll have natural pest control, the upper hand on claiming your vegetables, and nice-looking produce.
Greg Holdsworth is a garden writer for a website called VegetableGardener.com. He says good flowers will help you fight bad bugs in several ways.
They attract beneficial bugs, which of course then become kind of like reinforcements on your team. And they in turn will then help fight the bad bugs. Another thing that they do, they just have properties in them that will repel the bugs, either the smell or the oils or the flesh of the plant itself.
A well-known flower in the war chest is the marigold, especially the scented varieties such as French and Mexican marigolds. Dahlias, lavender, 4 o'clocks, and chrysanthemums also have properties that tend to bug many destructive insects. Of course, what works in my veggie garden may not work in yours. You'll have to experiment, but native plants are the best choice. You know they'll do well in your garden, and beneficial insects are already used to those plants. Holdsworth says it's important to strategically place your fighting flowers around the plants you're trying to protect or integrate them.
The advantage of course, the border is that you know that they're probably not going to be getting in the area where the actual plants are. The advantage of them being integrated within your plant, of course, is that they're a lot closer.
Some flowers can also be ground up and stewed in water to create a tea that can be sprayed on infested areas. You'll find more bug-fighting flower ideas at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I am
Every year, the prospect of spring cleaning is a little daunting. I cringe thinking about what I might find in the back of the coat closet. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. The idea of creating a financial strategy can feel a little daunting, too. What are you going to find as you dig into the recesses of your financial closet? But here's the deal. A financial strategy is meant to serve as a framework to help you achieve your goals in life. When your life changes, so should your financial strategy. When starting to work on your life goals, evaluate your finances so you have a clear idea of where you stand. Then think about your faith and your values. You'll be more likely to stick to a plan if it aligns with your purpose in life. You should also think about any lessons you've learned along the way. Is there anything from your financial history that you don't want to repeat? So just get started. The longer you put off your strategy, the less likely you are to live with financial clarity.
Counting the ways to love precision agriculture technology. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition has a tip for treated seed spills. Katie Savinelli is with Syngenta.
When planting treated seeds, be sure to immediately cover or remove any seed spills so wildlife in the area don't consume the seeds. Knowing spills are most likely to occur at the loading site, at the field's entrance, and at turn rows helps you take preventative measures to avoid spills before they happen.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/be sure. Michael Langmeyer is a fan of precision ag tech. The professor of ag economics at Purdue University says higher yields and reduced inputs are just the beginning.
Those are some low-hanging fruit we typically look at with precision agriculture, but we, in our analysis, tried to go a little further than that. One of the trends that's happening in production agriculture is the differentiation of products. We are seeing an increase in the production of things like waxy corn, of non-GMO corn. We're convinced that precision agriculture is going to allow us to do that even better.
Langemeyer adds to that how precision ag data can increase the value of your farmland.
If we have more data or better data related to a specific tract of land, maybe today that's not going to be worth additional money in terms of land value, but down the road it's going to. And, you know, if you can show somebody this is what we've done and this is what we've done in the past, document, that information's worth something.
Other precision ag benefits, says Langemeyer, reduce downtime, better for the environment, better irrigation water stewardship, and documentable sustainability.
What better way to show that you're using sustainable practices than using precision agriculture technology? These are becoming increasingly important to people that are buying the product and consumers.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Join the Jeep Celebration event underway now at Twin Rivers Beatrice with 0% financing up to 84 months with approved credit when financed through Chrysler Capital on the new 2021 Jeep Cherokee Compass and Renegade. Designed with purpose and peace of mind, check out the Jeep Cherokee. The new Jeep Compass is refined and ready to impress, and free-spirited fun is here with the Jeep Renegade. Long live a journey. Test drive your favorite model today, then drive away with 0% financing up to 84 months for a limited time at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
The 2020 Pony at Marysville Match Day is Friday. You make a difference for area organizations working to build our community and families. Donate in person at the Helvering Community Center from 7 to 5 or visit ponyatmarysville.com to make your donation online from midnight Friday to 11:59 p.m. Friday.
The Marshall County Fair Association is raising funds for maintenance of the fairgrounds and building additions and removals. Your donation will grow the fund used for fair activities and necessities. Your gift is vital in helping maximize the match. Thank you for your support.
Each year, the Community Memorial Healthcare Foundation sends out a year-end appeal asking donors to consider giving towards identified needs within the hospital. These are generally pieces of medical equipment used by the staff to care for patients. They still have several items to fund and invite you to partner with them to make a difference in the lives of many. Poniette Match Day is this Friday. Donate in person at the Helvering Center or online at ponyupmarysville.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Infrastructure is an important topic to United States agriculture for many reasons. President Biden is proposing to spend more than $2 trillion to revitalize America's transportation infrastructure, along with water systems, broadband access in rural America, and manufacturing. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg says it's time to get the infrastructure system updated.
There is enormous public impatience to do something here. So the best thing we have going for us, I think, is the fact that we don't have a lot of work to do to convince the American people that this is a good plan. We'll continue to work to remind the American people about what's in it, why we think it'll make a big difference, and importantly, why this isn't just about getting through this quarter or this year economically, but really creating the kind of economic strength that we're going to need generationally for this country to be thriving.
While most Americans think infrastructure updates are vital for the nation's future, getting an infrastructure bill through Congress won't be easy.
Even something that is wildly popular among Democrats and Republicans in every part of the country can't necessarily count on the same level of support on Capitol Hill. And that's why we're closely engaging, not just sharing, but listening. As we speak to members of both chambers and both parties, you've seen the president convening in the Oval Office, members of both parties in the House and Senate.
Buttigieg says the administration is spending a lot of time talking to various congressional members about the benefits of the plan.
I think these next few days and weeks are really going to be critical in terms of forming and passing something that's going to, again, not just be the transportation policy of the moment, but really a defining decision for generation to come.
That's Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg talking about the president's plan to update the nation's infrastructure. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. EPA Administrator Michael Regan says there needs to be some permanence to the Biden administration's upcoming rewrite of the Waters of the U.S. rule. It will be the third attempt to write the lasting WOTUS rule in many presidencies. Speaking at the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee yesterday, Regan says he hopes to bring the ag community into the discussion on what's the best way to move forward without ping-ponging back and forth, protecting the water quality and not overburdening farmers. Regan previously said the Biden administration wouldn't bring back the Obama rule, which expanded the number of wetlands and other features subject to regulation under the Clean Water Act. But he said yesterday the Trump administration's WOTUS rewrite was not as protective of water quality as it could be. But he said he did not want to prejudge the outcome without an earnest engagement with the ag community.
And top trade officials from the U.S., Mexico, and Canada will convene in the next few weeks to review complaints that have been made under the three countries' new trade agreement, that according to U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai. She called it a meeting to review performance and take care of the agreement. She said she will bring up complaints like Mexico's proposed ban of glyphosate and Canada's alleged misuse of the dairy quotas it agreed to in the USMCA. The Biden administration will discuss next steps after the meeting if the U.S. complaints are not adequately addressed at the meeting, Tai told the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee. And a senior House Democrat says he's trying to shed more light on hunger in America by moving conversations beyond the Ag Committee to other panels. Representative Jim McGovern chairs the House Rules Committee on Wednesday, hosted the first of a series of hearings on hunger. McGovern sits on the Ag Committee and says Congress and the White House should address the problem more broadly than they have been. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Reduce gully erosion in a field with a grassed waterway. Conservationists and engineers can help you design it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Water after a heavy rain can carve out deep gullies and cause erosion in fields. The most common areas are in draws between hills and other low-lying areas on a slope where water concentrates as it runs off. The wide, shallow channel of a grassed waterway slows down the flow of heavy rain and prevents the formation of gullies. Wayne Bogovich is a national agricultural engineer with a Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says when planning a grassed waterway for a landowner, the first thing the NRCS does is come out for an assessment.
We look at what exists now in the field, and gullies are indicative to the fact that you've got too much flow in that drainage way for the vegetation that's there. So we try to construct it and broaden that area out, vegetate it so we can slow the water down so that the water it doesn't have those deep concentrated flows.
Bogovich says they will size the waterway based on the watershed and the runoff expected from that drainage area. Construction has several steps.
We would remove the topsoil material and stockpile that, remove any debris, brush and trees, big rocks and things like that, and then we would shape the waterway to what we had designed its capacity for a particular cross-section. And then when we were done shaping it, we would put the topsoil back and then vegetate it and try not to add any extra water to it during the establishment period of the vegetation.
It will need to be maintained. Look for spots that are eroding and repair them. Lift implements off the ground before crossing the waterway and don't use it as a road. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about putting in a grassed waterway at agriculture.com.
Do
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. We continue with mixed numbers across our futures markets here as we roll through a midweek Wednesday. May corn is up 3.5 currently at 748 and a quarter. July is up 10 and a quarter at 707. The back months are pretty solidly strong as well. May soybeans up 7 at 1584. July beans up 9 at 1547 and a quarter. We're seeing some strong moves with soybean meal. May's up 440 at 427.90. July is up 420 at 425.70. Bean oil may be a bit of an issue. The May contract is down 14 points at 67.81. July is up 7 points at 63.65. So mixed numbers in the soy complex. Kansas City wheat has been doing pretty well through most of the day today. July KC wheat is currently up 18 and a quarter at 717 and a quarter. September is up 18 at 722 and a quarter. All three of the wheat markets are currently looking pretty strong right now. So things look good for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. Cotton is mixed as well. May cotton is up 32 points at 86.49, but July is down 4 points at 87.13. As we turn to the livestock complex, we see things continue to look good there. Fat cattle, feeder cattle, and hogs are all up. June live cattle up 115 at 114.17. August up 105 at 117.67. May feeders up a dollar at 137.75. August feeders up 127 at 144.45. Each of the back months in both fat cattle and feeder cattle are up by well over a dollar. June hogs up 52 at 114.07. July hogs currently up 87 at 114.30. So things look pretty good right now across the livestock complex. Gold is up. June gold is up $7.50 currently at $1,783.50 an ounce. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. If time is money, we want to save you both. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is dealing during our grand reopening. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage and Hero UKMF with 1333 for 1,000 financed. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer details. Expires.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville, open 7 days a week.
Valley Vet Supply.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
KNDY.
I don't wanna leave.
legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1, KNDY, Marysville.